Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
International Women's Day, everybody. Because it's International Women's Day, I have a gift for all you ladies. A shirtless Chris Hemsworth is coming up.
Ow!
Ooh, honey. Oh, I love that man. And nobody loves women more than my vanilla dream boat in Los Angeles. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's Frank? Up, Portia?
Hey,
I guess I'm
honey.
Confused because I thought International Women's Day is where every woman in the world cooks their finest dish and then serves it to their husband to prove themselves.
You know what? You're going to get some bad mail on that.
Yes, you are.
Well, sitting in for Heidi today, who's out, Mob Wives, Renee Graziano's here.
Hey.
What up? Hey, Renee.
Hey,
Miss Fabulous.
How are you, gorgeous?
And she's got a new project we're going to talk about later in the show.
Well, hey, don't call it a breakup. They've been here for years. I'm talking about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Word on the street is they're taking a break. Now, source says that Justin and Selena were giving each other some space right now because they were having a lot of little disagreements recently, and one fight in particular blew up and caused them to decide to break up. But, you know, they've been in contact the entire time, and their feelings for each other have not changed. So they will absolutely get back together, and they're not over, but they both need some time away from each other.
This is really good. This shows maturity right here.
What?
Because before, they've all the way break up, date other people, then run back to each other, basically using these people as rebounds. But they've been going to therapy, so they've learned to do it another way.
First of all, you don't break. Her name is Gabrielle Union. When you break up with your damn man, you take a break. They come up with a break baby. Mm. Oh, no, honey.
Do you believe in taking a break in a relationship?
No, there is no breaking for me. There's no break. Unless we're breaking legs.
Break your leg. I was just about to say, you got to break your leg.
That's it.
That's what we wanted to hear.
Speaking of breaking stuff, remember last week when Tommy Lee and his 21-year-old son, Brandon Lee, got into a fight and he busted up Tommy's lip and he posted a picture of his lip all busted up? Well, Tommy has now decided to press charges and file a restraining order against his son, Brandon, because Brandon refused to apologize.
There ain't no pressing charges where I come from.
Hell no.
You just catch a bad beating for something that you did. Is it wrong? Well, you're not supposed to hit your parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if, depending on the situation, that occurs.
Yeah, here's the situation. I guess they argued over a series of tweets that Tommy had posted about Brandon's mom, who is Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. Pamela Anderson went on Piers Morgan to talk about that relationship she had with Tommy and some of the abuse that she suffered and endured in their relationship. So Tommy was responding in some negative tweets, upset his son Brandon, who confronted him, and I guess they got into an argument, and then they were fighting, and apparently it's a lot more than just a fat lip. I mean, because Tommy had to go to the hospital, and they're saying that Brandon knocked him out cold. Bap!
Man. Oh, I wonder, was he drunk?
I ain't mad at him. Because the only thing the father should have been tweeting was how sorry he was for doing what he did to begin with. So he caught a beating from his son.
Exactly. And y'all have to understand, in abusive situations, the son probably grew up wanting to take care of his mom, wanting to guard his mom from his dad. And now to grow up and you can actually beat his ass and he's still talking crap, you're going to want to put your hands on him.
And my dad used to always say he would never fight us. He would just go to his gun cabinet. So.
That's it. Wow. Okay.
Got that from the Marvin Gaye book.
All right, Sharon, honey. It's time to start collecting y'all coins, honey. Literally. A new commemorative coin, honey, from the U.S. Mint and the Treasury, honey, will feature a new Lady Liberty, baby. And she is, guess what?
What?
Black.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
she black.
Congratulations.
Honey. Yes, honey. Now, the 24-karat gold coins, honey, are each worth $100, and they feature this beautiful black Lady Liberty wearing a crown of stars in her hair and a toga-like dress.
Now, that's the coin you want right
there.
She
got braids, honey. Yes, she does, darling.
She looks like an eagle to me.
That's the one on the bottom, Franklin.
That's tail.
You better watch it, sucker.
Oh, there she is.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. She kind of has my profile.
Oh, we don't know about that.
Well, Chris Hemsworth may be the god of thunder, but he's also dad goals. Chris just shared some vacation videos and photos on his Instagram of him and his wife and his three kids on the beach in his native Australia. And there's no doubt that he is the sexiest daddy alive. Call him Zaddy. Now, this man is super perfect, y'all. He barbecues shirtless. He taught his son how to surf. He even taught his 5-year-old daughter, India Rose, how to surf. And even surfed with her on his back, y'all.
That's cute.
Yes,
player.
He jumped rope with one of his daughter's friends. If you didn't already love him enough, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was wonderful.
It was. I love him. He knows how to be goofy.
He looks so fun and goofy and playful.
Yeah, my father didn't do that with me. My father taught me how to gamble. Some kids jump rope lessons, surfing lessons, and I can reverse parlay a bet better than anybody.
There you go.
We're going to come back. Me and Renee are going to talk about her latest project where she takes her sisters to Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, up next, Head Crack, you told us last week that you are not a fan of mice. So if one was in the room, would you save us?
I wouldn't.
Well, you're not alone, because on Will Smith's Instagram, he has these videos where he tries to scare his friend Scotty, right? Anyway, Scotty got him back. And we'll share this video with the caption, "At least my boxing training has me protecting my chin." Oh, wait. Maybe I was clutching my pearls.
Okay, folks, all of this is part of the retribution plan. Watch me. He have no idea. And this is one thing he real afraid is mice and mouse.
All right, so, check you later.
Scotty, the retribution was massive.
Yo, he was right. The retribution was massive.
It was. Because he added movement. The way he had that string pull him when you open the door, that looked real right there.
Yo, the way that jab hand went up, just in case, you know, he had to, like, you know, like, punch it.
Right. Is that what that was?
Yeah, he said he was clutching his pearls. Looked like a pearl clutch.
Exactly, not a pearl.
Well, moving on. Fox is set to air a controversial special this Sunday called O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. Now, the interview was originally set to air back in 2006, but it was shelved because of the backlash it received at the time, because O.J. hypothetically confessed to murdering his wife, and he used that information to promote his book, I Did It. And that really didn't sit well with nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, of course it wouldn't. That's horrible.
Well, it's 2018, and times have changed. We love all that now. And we'll get to see the show, and it's going to be hosted by Soledad O'Brien, who sat down with Andrew Freund to tell us what we can expect, and we're going to have that tomorrow on the show. But here's a sneak peek of how O.J. was talking about how he felt at Nicole's funeral.
If you're angry with a person upon their death, you know, if you're angry with somebody about whatever's going on in your life, when they die, it's not like that anger disappears, right? And because of the 911 call, when I'm yelling at her about what's going on, it was almost like I wanted to say, I told you, didn't I tell you? Didn't I say to you, you know, it's whatever the hell was going on, you know what I mean? So you still got those kind of feelings in you, and you still are trying to deal with, I'm not going to be able to say this to this person. I'm never going to be able to change this person's mind. I'm never going to have an effect on this person again.
That was eerie as hell to watch. He didn't say he wanted to wake her up and tell her, you know what, I love you. I'm sorry, we shouldn't have been arguing. He was like, I need to finish what I had to say.
Exactly.
I had more to say. I'll never be able to reach you or affect you anymore.
Exactly. Like, I won't be able to affect you anymore.
Yeah, that shook me. I was like,
he wanted to have the last words.
Yeah, like, that's petty. Okay, on a whole other level.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming up, hate to break it to you, but Oprah is never going to be your friend, honey. She explains why after the break. Stay tuned. Dish Nation.
Nation. Smile for the cameras, darling. We're back. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
So Katie Holmes is just like other moms. She feels the pressure to keep up.
Of course.
Want to know how? Well, Katie talks to Women's Health about raising 11-year-old Suri, and even though she's in a relationship with Jamie Foxx, Katie says she doesn't plan to have any more children.
Especially not one for Jamie.
Why?
Gary, you are the shady queen, honey. But anyway, Gary, Katie also discusses the social pressure she faces as a mom. She gets Instagram envy. She adds, like, that one has taken her child to Morocco. Why haven't I taken my child to Morocco?
What?
That's rich people problem.
It is so rich. Okay. My God.
It's not like your daughter has a video game. Why doesn't my daughter have a video game? A trip to Morocco?
Yeah, or maybe just birthday party envy.
Hello.
She's talking about a whole dang trip. She can't do it.
Exactly. First world problem.
But, you know, in real life, people need to stay off of Instagram if they're a little insecure because all people post on Instagram is perfect stuff.
But you know what? I go through with my friends. I'm like, when you see these celebrities, honey, this is work. So, you know, when they see you with a celebrity, like, oh, you met this person?
They be jealous. Like, I wasn't kicking and having cocktails, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Gary had to beg for the picture. They didn't see that part.
Right. He got the picture, but he had to beg for it. Don't bend the knee, baby.
Right. Well, y'all, apparently, Oprah speaks her new friendships into existence.
Yes, honey.
Love this story. Okay, so Oprah and Ava DuVernay are promoting their new movie, A Wrinkle in Time, and Oprah reveals in 2013 she decided she wanted to be friends with Ava and made it her mission to meet her.
Nice. This isn't fair.
Why?
You're Oprah Winfrey. Like, you don't have to try that hard to get people to want to be your friend.
All right, well, this is how it all started. So, at David Oyelowo's suggestion, Oprah Googled Ava and instantly was attracted to her. But there was one little problem. Oprah did not know how to make new friends. Of course, you know, she's really rich. She's probably detached from the real world of doing things, right? Well, that's when Oprah decided to throw a Mother's Day event at her Montecito estate and invite Ava and her mother, right? So she felt that would make her more comfortable.
She set a trap.
She admits she only threw the party just to meet Ava and manifest a friendship for herself.
Ah.
Yes.
When I heard that story, I could not believe it.
Yes.
I said, is this what rich people do?
Hmm.
You Google them and then you throw a party and invite people.
I would do that.
But I have definitely wanted to really be someone's friend. And I took a booking just to be their friend. And it did not work out because that person was not how I thought it would be.
I met the Burger King man once and I was talking to him and he just looked at me like I wasn't even there. He didn't even say nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He don't talk, head crack.
Oh, he don't talk.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and who needs buds when you can have these right here? This deal is all about these bass. Check out these True Buds wireless stereo earbuds with charging pod. Say goodbye to those tangled wires and buds. And just like the Apple AirPods, these earbuds connect to each other for a truly wireless stereo sound.
Oh.
And these earbuds include noise reduction, which provides exceptional clarity. Plus, they give you up to 10 hours of playtime.
This is exactly what I need to tune y'all out. What'd you say?
When's the last time you had something in your ear that comfortable?
Oh, it's been a while.
How much are they?
Now, typically something like these will run you about $100, but these earbuds with the wireless charging pod are only $39 for our Dish Nation.
Ooh, wait, what? Did you say $39?
Yep, $39.
I heard that. Okay.
See, now you're suing us out again.
Right?
Just head over to MorningSave.com for this great deal.
Speaking of noise reduction, honey, would you pay money to shut a celebrity up? I would, honey. That's next.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, somebody in this room has a very big weekend ahead of her, and it's no pressure, no stress, just making her theatrical debut. Ain't that right, Brad?
Yeah.
Tell me you're shaking because you're cold, not because you're nervous,
because
right?
I'm cold, yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm nervous. You're going to kill it, Brad.
For everybody who's not on social media, what are you doing?
Like, I'm doing the play called Set It Off, and I am Cleo.
Oh.
And my friend Kyla here, ladies and gentlemen, Kyla Pratt, it's Stoney.
Hey.
Wow.
Is she nervous?
nervous, but I see her in rehearsals every day. She is going to kill it.
Like, period. How many stages Brad has been on throughout? It's
rapping. Yo, dude, I can rap on
the stage. No, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
What's the biggest difference between being on stage and doing movies?
Being on stage is completely draining emotionally, physically.
Yes.
But it is so rewarding as an actress to be able to be in this type of boot camp situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Brad, like, I can't believe, because she, you know, hasn't done a lot of, you know, TV and film. I'm like, you going straight to stage. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
It's a suicide mission.
I can't imagine.
If all else fails, just start rapping.
Yeah, if all else fails, y'all, I'm going to bust a ride. Like, yo, I can't do this play, but
lay them hoes down, lay them down.
Right. Anyway, y'all, make sure y'all come out and see me, my girl Kyla Pratt, Demetria McKinney, and LaToya Luckett. You gonna stick around and do a story with
us? You know I'm gonna stick around and hang out with you.
That's what's up. We coming to a city near you. It's Atlanta this weekend, D.C. next weekend. We all over the place. Go to Jacarius.com, you dig.
That's right, Brad. Well, Vince Staples has a message for all of the haters out there who tell them to shut up and go away. Put your money where your mouth is, and he will.
On GoFundMe.com, you could decide to donate to the cause of $2 million, which will allow me to shut the up forever, and you will never hear from me again. No songs, no interviews, no anything. If not, you can choose to let me do what the I want to do when I want to do it. Get off of my or fund my lifestyle. The choice is yours.
And so far, about roughly $1,300 has been donated to the Shut the F*** Up cause.
But I would do that, honey. Somebody paid me, like, what, $2 million, honey, just leave y'all.
What's your buyout?
That's it?
$2 million.
That's $2 million.
Yeah. Girl, you know how long it take to make $2 million?
Top boy style.
Life is short.
I don't know if $2 million will work for me.
How much would you need for somebody
I don't
to
know. I have a lot of stuff to say. I don't know if I'll ever be able to shut up. So I don't.
Baby, I could be real quiet for a cool 100 million.
Oh, 100 million.
We would have to never see or hear from you again.
For 100 million? You know,
what I do, this is how I'd be quiet, because you can't tell me what to do in my real life. But I would.
I would
get off of all social media, okay? I will not do any, you know, TV jobs.
You would die, Portia.
You would drop dead after 3 days of not being able to
post. She'd be like the Wizard of Oz. She'd be like, melting.
All right, coming up, Frank alone in a room with a mob wife? Ooh. Let's see how that works. Stay tuned.
Renee, before we go, let's talk about your new show, Marriage Boot Camp. It's the Reality Stars Family Edition, and it premieres tomorrow. So you and your sisters, Jen and Lana, are trying to salvage your relationship with each other after, you know, it's been years of toxicity and resentment built up.
Yes. My sister Lana and I have really deep-rooted issues, probably because she put a jump rope around my neck when I was like 6 and tried to hoist me over the chandelier. But, yeah, because I talk about that. I was traumatized. Jennifer is, I'm the middle child, but she plays the middle between my sister and I. It's very exciting. There's a lot of cursing. There's a lot of bad behavior. My older sister and I was bad blood. When I was with my ex-husband, she always took his side. And that, for me, is a big problem. You know, being my sister,
yeah, your family.
Right.
So who's the craziest on the show?
Amber Portwood.
Yeah?
Wow.
Can you give us a little hint of crazy that we're going to see?
Within the first hour of being in the house, there's a fight. like an all outright people getting up, people being thrown. It was actually really good.
Be sure to check out Marriage Boot Camp, Reality Stars Family Edition on the WE Network. And it's going to be tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Yes.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.